न्यू सर्विसेज डिवीजन ऑफ आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
गुड इवनिंग एंड अ वार्म वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी, योर विंडो इनटू द वाइब्रेंट कल्चर्स, इंस्पायरिंग स्टोरीज एंड अनफोल्डिंग इवेंट्स अक्रॉस द एजुअल्स ऑफ इंडियाज नॉर्थ ईस्ट। I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we'll learn about Lo Zo, a harvest festival of Mizoram that marks the completion of the rice harvest and the arrival of autumn. We'll also bring you an inspiring story from Kohima, where Nagaland University, NU, has earned international acclaim. Four of its faculty members have been featured in the prestigious world's top 2% scientists list. But first, let's begin with a soulful rendition by Pandit Jasraji, celebrating Ma Durga on the Sahara through the Devi Stuti Bhajan, Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu.
शक्ति रूपेण सदेता शक्ति रूपेण सदेता नमस्तस्य 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 नमो नमः।
Now let's head to Nagaland, where the Naga Hills Opiolite, located in the Kefir district, has been added to the tentative list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites under the natural category. With these additions, India now has 69 sites on the tentative list, comprising 49 cultural, 3 mixed and 17 natural sites. More from our Kohima correspondent Asunu.
The Naga Hills Ophiolite near Pungro in Kepri district has already been declared a National Geological Monument by the Geological Survey of India. Situated at the India-Myanmar tectonic boundary, the site is considered a rare geographical province for understanding plate tectonics, continental collision and orogenic processes. Complementing its geological significance is its ecological and cultural value. The site overlaps with Fakim Wildlife Sanctuary and several community reserves, part of one of the world's 18 mega biodiversity hotspots. It is home to endangered species such as the rufous-necked hornbill and blight's tragopan. India has compared the Naga Hills Ophiolite to three globally recognized World Heritage Sites, including Macquarie Island in Australia, which is the only known location where rocks from the oceanic crust and upper mantle are actively exposed above sea level. While Macquarie reflects rich uplift, Naga Ophiolite represent a rare adapted sequence in the continental collision zone. In addition, it pointed to the Ja Fornal Reserve in Cameroon, where biodiversity is shaped by underlying geological processes, echoing the unique ecosystem supported by the mineral-rich terrain of the Naga Hills. The site qualifies under UNESCO criteria for its geographical significance and cultural landscape. If accepted, the Naga Hills Ophiolite would be the first site from Nagaland to be inscribed under the UNESCO World Heritage Convention. For North East Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
This is Munish Sharma bringing you festive greetings on the grand occasion of Dasehra, also known as Vijayadashmi. Today we take you on a vibrant journey to see how Dasehra is celebrated in unique styles across the Northeast. Let's begin in the lush lands of Assam. In Majuli, the world's largest river island, the festival is marked by the Ras Leela of Lord Krishna, performed by monks in the Shastras. Though technically linked to Krishna, these performances climax around the Dasehra and showcase the triumph of good over evil. In Guwahati, you will see Ravana effigies. Dramatic Ram Leela performances and huge crowds at the fancy bazaar pandals. Local SMEs culture blends beautifully with traditional Hindu customs. In the jewel-like state of Manipur, where Vaishnavism and indigenous culture coexist, Dasara takes a slightly different form. The festival merges with the Manipuri dance drama traditions, especially in Imphal, where episodes from the Ramayana are adapted into Ras Leela style performances. The theme remains victory of good over evil, but the storytelling is through music, martial arts and graceful Manipuri dance. In Tripura, especially in the capital Agartala, Dasara is celebrated with full enthusiasm. Here the Durga Puja merges into Dasara and you will find stunning Durga idols being immersed in processions on Vijayadashmi. Local Tripuri and Bengali communities come together, making it a multicultural celebration. In the predominantly Christian states like Nagaland and Mizoram, Dasara is not a major public festival, but communities with Hindu populations, especially in Dimapur and parts of Aizawl, do celebrate the festival with Ramayana readings, community feasts and cultural programs in temples and local halls. Here Dasara is more spiritual and reflective, focused on values like truth, courage and self-discipline. In Shillong, the Scotland of the East, Dasara is celebrated mainly by the non-tribal communities, particularly in the areas like Police Bazaar. You will find colorful processions, Ramlila stages and joyful music. Amid the pine trees and misty hills, Dasara in Shillong feels almost poetic, where devotion meets nature. In Arunachal Pradesh, where tribal traditions dominate, Hindu communities in Itanagar and Tawang still come together to mark Vijayadashmi. Temples are decorated, stories of Ramayana are told, and the message of Dharma over Adharma echoes loud and clear. Many also celebrate it alongside local tribal festivals, creating a blend of indigenous and pan-Indian traditions. So, whether it's through dance in Manipur, Ras in Majuli, or processions in Agartala, or quiet prayer in Mizoram, Dasara in Northeast is a beautiful example of how unity in diversity truly shines during festivals. As Ravana's effigies burn and fireworks light the sky, let's remember this is not just a victory of Ram over Ravana, but a celebration of truth over lies, light over darkness, and hope over despair. This is Munish Sharma wishing you and your family a joyous and safe Dasara. Stay kind, stay festive, and don't forget the Northeast knows how to celebrate with soul. Jai Shri Ram, Jai Vijayadashmi.
In Tripura, Chief Minister Manik Saha has praised the recent GST reforms that came into effect on September 22. More from our Agartala correspondent Aditya Datta.
Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha said that everyone, from buyers to sellers, is happy with the new goods and services tax reforms. Participating in a campaign on the GST reforms at the Maharajganj market, Tripura's main commercial hub, the Chief Minister said that people are thanking Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the reduction in the prices of goods, especially basic and essential items. India can be the best in the world in terms of economy in the future, said Saha. He said that on the instructions of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the new GST reforms, which came into effect on September 22. Today, I visited Maharajganj market, the largest in the state, to check the implementation of this new system. I spoke to both traders and buyers and learned about their reactions to the work done by the Prime Minister. It was evident that there was a happy atmosphere due to the reduction in the prices of goods. For this, people expressed their gratitude to the Prime Minister, Shah stated. The Chief Minister also recalled that earlier there were many types of taxes. When goods left the factory, tax had to be paid. There was road tax, value-added tax, and additional taxes when moving goods from one state to another. When all these were combined, GST was introduced, but it created a lot of commotion at the beginning, he said. Noting that the GST has now been simplified from 5 slabs to 2 slabs, the Chief Minister said that when Prime Minister Narendra Modi initiated tax reform, the opposition said that the country would be ruined and that the economy would collapse. But in the end, we have seen that the Indian economy has moved from 11th place to 4th place globally. Along with this, the Prime Minister is talking about building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. By 2050 or later, India may become the best economy in the world, he added. Aditya Datta for Northeast Diary, Akashvani, Agartala.
Back to Nagaland. Nagaland University, NU, has achieved a major milestone with four of its faculty members being named in the world's top 2% scientists list compiled by Stanford University and elsewhere. This prestigious list recognizes researchers with the highest global impact across 22 scientific fields and 174 subfields. Congratulating the faculty, NU Vice Chancellor Professor Jagdish K. Patnaik said their achievements will inspire students and fellow researchers to strive for excellence in scientific research. We have a report from our Kohima correspondent Asuno.
Nagaland University, the only central university in the state, has earned international recognition as four of its faculty members have been named in the prestigious world's top 2% scientists list. The honored faculty include Professor Amrish Sen from Department of Chemistry, Professor Jogindra Sen from Botany, Professor Prabhakar Sharma from Agricultural Engineering and Technology, and Professor Pranab Kumar Prabhakar from Biotechnology Department. Further, Professor Amrish and Professor Pranab Kumar has also been featured in the exclusive career long top 2% category, honoring their lifetime contributions to global scientific progress. This recognition places the Nagaland University faculty among the most influential scientists worldwide, celebrating their contributions to cutting-edge research and knowledge advancement. With this recognition, Nagaland University reinforces its growing stature in the global research community and its commitment to scientific excellence for societal advancement. From October 22 to 24, Wakha District will celebrate its journey with the Banana Festival. More than just a fair, the festival will bring together farmers, buyers, entrepreneurs and experts. It will feature stalls, live demonstrations and interactive sessions. A major boost came in June this year with the launch of the Vision 2030 document for banana ecosystem development inaugurated by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Sen. Deputy Commissioner of Wakha shares how Wakha is leading the way under the ODOP initiative.
I am Vineet Kumar, Deputy Commissioner of Wakha and Vice Chairman of DPDB. And under our initiative of DPDB, we this year have changed banana as our one district, one product from fisheries. And taking that forward, we have also launched a five-year vision document for banana for Wakha district. Under this vision, which was launched by our Honorable Minister of State, Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Sen, we have set a roadmap for 5 years where we are into our first year. As part of this vision, we want to transform Wakha district agribusiness into a modern, technology-based, value addition-based and market access prominent business. Wakha district is abundantly blessed with a lot of natural resources, good weather and the hard-working people. We want to use banana as a mechanism through which our farmers will be able to earn more. As part of this initiative under ODOP, we also had carried out a baseline survey. We have adopted one block as a model block. Then we also sent, we have partnered with India ICAR National Research Center for Banana. And some of our farmers have already completed an exposure trip 10 days exposure trip to NRCB and CTCRI, which is based in Kerala. As part of this vision, we are also starting an annual banana festival, which is scheduled in the month of October. This would be a 3-day event where we are planning to collaborate with more than 30 technical institutes, various traders, northeast-based marketing institutions and private traders, as well as we are also inviting all our farmers from all the blocks. And we see this event as a starting journey for transforming banana and its related economy in our district. So I feel that through this initiative, this is a small initiative which we have taken, but with the cooperation and with the enthusiasm from our farmers, we will be able to see some positive changes during this 5 years for banana in our district.
Farmers and officials have traveled as far as Tamil Nadu to train at the National Research Center for Banana, where they have learned new skills such as tissue culture, making fortified banana chips, banana feeds and stem-based products. A proposed agri-business incubation center at ICAR KVK Woka, backed by NABARD, aims to transform these skills into sustainable enterprises. It also promotes a zero-waste culture where every part of the banana plant is used. The newly launched Woka Banana brand, complete with attractive packaging, barcode and certification, is preparing local growers for online platform and national markets. Organizations such as APEDA, TriFed and Niramec are also supporting farmers in connecting with premium buyers, ensuring their produce reaches wider and more profitable markets. For many in Woka, the banana is no longer just a fruit. It is a symbol of dignity, self-reliance and pride. The banana festival will be a celebration of this transformation and a powerful showcase of how a humble crop can change the fortune of an entire district. For Notice Diary with Johanna Asonyo from Kohima.
In Mizoram, the traditional post-harvest festival to Lozao is being celebrated across the state as farmers conclude the rice harvest and welcome the autumn season. The festival honors the hard work of farmers and expresses gratitude for nature's bounty. Celebrations include rituals, folk songs, traditional dances and seasonal delicacies, drawing widespread community participation. Beyond being a cultural expression, the festival underscores the importance of agriculture in sustaining livelihood and preserving local heritage. More from our Aizawl correspondent, Isaac.
In Mizoram, farmers and villagers across the state celebrated traditional Lozao farming festival in the month of September, marking the weeding of fields in plantation for harvest. Attending Lozao festival at Tualpui village and even organized to promote agrotourism in Mizoram, Chief Minister Lal Duoma announced plans to include Lozao in the state's tourism calendar to attract more visitors. He urged locals to preserve natural heritage and show hospitality, noting it would bring development to rural areas. Addressing agriculture practices, Pulal Duoma stated that shifting cultivation remains essential for many livelihoods and cannot be ended abruptly. The government is working towards more sustainable and farming methods. Highlighting Tualpui's large forests, the chief minister revealed the village has been chosen as model village with development projects in the final stage of talks with companies aiming to balance progress with environmental conservation. Tourism Minister Pulang Hinglo Omar also emphasized that Lozopui has the potential to draw tourists, highlighting that local traditions, often overlooked by residents, can be fascinating to outsiders. He also announced that Toy Tlang has been proposed as the tourism site and the plans are underway to develop and beautify it, aiming to promote it on a national platform.
Sang phung luayan katsuan vela akai tia ye ro me samle chung chileng ve lung ruol den chuan kanua me som phang
For Notice Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl.
But for now, let's head to Tripura, which is immersed in the festivities of Durga Puja.
Amidst chants of Durga Mai Ki Jai, idols of goddess Durga were unveiled through special ritual called Bodhan on Shushti Puja last evening in all religious and heritage temples and also community-based puja pandals at Agartala and across Tripura.
वाणेश्वराय नरकारणवतारणाय ज्ञानप्रदाय करुणामय सागराय कर्पूरकुन्दधवलेन्दुजनाय.
Puja festivity is poised to become an all-pervasive celebration with religious and cultural fervor across the state. People of all age groups, irrespective of caste and religion, have in fact started paying visits to puja pandals to take blessings of Mahishasur Mardini. Interesting facets of puja festivity in Agartala are life-size pandals in varied colors, shapes and forms, symbolizing the cultural ethos and creative innovation. Also, colorful neon lights at streets and alleyways on the capital city are the biggest attractions. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
And folks, now enjoy the Assamese song celebrating Ma Durga, performed by Deepleena Deka. So folks, with that we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Happy Durga Puja. Bye bye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.